Okay. Chapter one.
I was curious what you were doing. Now I get it.
That's even your boy Columbo right there.
Oh my god. The 104 patch looks awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to get them to bite. The question is the Gamma Gamma another Hulk character, or are they going to fix Cho?
No. I mean, aside from the obvious that it's a Black Bolt Dazzler combo. No, I don't know. I even looked at the forum, but it didn't offer me any help. They're like, that's the easiest clue ever. I was like, I still don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that it's a 5-star Planet Hulk, World War Hulk, whatever you want to call him.
Right.
But I'm also hoping that it's Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Why? Beta Ray Bill's the best!
Beta Ray Bill's stupid. He's an intergalactic
You're
goat man.
You're stupid. He's awesome.
Stupid goat man.
He's
dumbest looking character in Marvel.
Nope. He is. Oh, no way. No way that's true.
Who's dumber looking?
Oh, my goodness. They have an extensive character list, and I would really have to take some time, but there's no way he's the dumbest looking.
That's just a goat in Thor's clothing. It's ridiculous.
That's the best part.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 45th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, Chaos 72. That's a number.
Oh, man.
Stinky Bean 15, better known as Ray and Ian, co-founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello.
Cello Seg.
Chaos 70 Snoo! He's going to have some Snoo. All right. Special episode right, this week, guys. A little later on, we're going to have a special guest from Demiurge. Can't wait for that to jump into. Or we could have dead silence of crickets. Either way, thanks for the excitement. Jerks.
I was actually so excited I couldn't speak.
All right.
That's what happened there.
All right, fine. We are covering June 29th through July 6th, 2016. As you're hearing this, folks, it's a day behind, but deal with it. We got special guests. Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Wednesday was, I don't know, some color hood. Apparently, I forgot to write it down.
Same as last week.
Yeah, apparently I'm terrible about this. The hood, some hood cover. I don't know.
It was probably yellow. I don't remember either. But I feel like his powers go yellow, blue, black, and I feel like we're at the top of everybody's power list at this go-through.
Sure. Thursday is Blue Doc Ock, Friday Red Thor, Saturday Red Captain Marvel, Sunday Red Battery Man, Monday Green Iron Fist, Tuesday Green Ragnarok, not Red Narok. Jeez, I'm in terrible shape today. Wednesday, yellow, Kamala Khan. For your 5-day, 4-star crash! Of the Titans. 626 was Star-Lord. So I pumped a giant pile of ISO on him, got him to level 209, and was able to win that one. How fare you?
Dismal. I chose to not participate, and then I decided I would try once, and then I wished I had chosen to not participate.
Right. I'm trying to pull him up and see exactly where I had to get him. So I had him at 130-something, I think. And that wasn't working. So I didn't put as much as you did, but I had to get him up around, I took him to 172. And the moment I did that, the game said, all right, you're planning on winning this. I'll give you the purple that you've been wanting the whole time. And I was able to get a punch off and win the match. Because I have him at 532. So the only thing I have is the purple to really do damage.
Right. Mine's at 523. So
there you go. Very similar.
But yeah, it was.
172 I was able to do it.
Yeah. The main part was denying the enemy and then getting some purple and getting some punches off. And coming up on
tomorrow
is Melonhead versus, I don't know, somebody. Why is he never versus like a really pumped up Juggernaut?
I don't know.
You know,
I assume that they have, you know,
stepbrothers
some
fight.
Sort of. Yeah, that's true. I mean, other than story wise, I think they pair people together because, you know, sometimes they want to give the player. you know, an opportunity to utilize all three powers.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be most effective. So I assume that they have him paired with someone who can do that, and it's never Juggernaut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem would be is if you don't go invisible instantly, he's just going to headbutt you to death.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So Professor X tomorrow, and then
Kingpin.
Oh, Kingpin. That had some promise. My Kingpin has some covers, and I have some ISO. They might go well together.
Ooh. I don't know where I have either one of these characters.
Yeah, my Kingpin is not quite as bad as my Captain Falcon, but he is at a 4-4-0.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I can't call Magia at all.
Right.
So I'm
that's a little tough.
Yeah, exactly.
If you could get, yeah, one of those would be sweet. Well, maybe today.
Yeah.
Maybe today is your yellow.
I'm not so good there. My Kingpin is a 1-1-1.
Ah.
So I fear I will have no chance. My Melon, however, is 2-4-3.
That sounds solid. I
so
think you could do
I can
that.
If I can get him invisible right away, I should have a chance.
I think my Professor X has a much better chance, but I have leveled him because I like using him in PvPs.
Sure.
I have him at 3-5-1, so I can go invisible like a madman.
Right.
And that's about it. But I might have a chance. It'll be a long, slow match.
Right.
Yeah, mine not so... I forgot about the invisible, so maybe I'll look into it, but it's not good. But my Kingpin is something at... It's either 2-2-3 or 2-3-3. So
you should have a good go.
Yeah. World. Yeah, absolutely. I'll give him some ISO, see what he can do.
Sweet. Your story events. Unstable ISO 8 at this point should have either finished up for everyone or be finishing up. 26,000 got you a Black Hulk. 52,000 for the CP. Top 100 folks got a Peggy Carter. 101 to 200 got Bullseye covers. I finished 124th in my slice.
Oh, that's a sad story.
I could not possibly have played any more. and that's where I ended up.
I could have played more, but I quickly gave up my slice or whatever. I have yet to break 400 ranking. So, yeah, I'm pretty much giving up at this point. I'm at 484. My work has been too busy, so I haven't put as much effort into it as I'd like. Yeah, I'm not placing anywhere.
Right. Ian, did you participate?
Have, no effort, so I yielded no miracles. I think I'm somewhere in the 600 range. I was like, meh, I'll try. No, I won't.
Are you still in your recovery from the requirements of the old alliance?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I am. I don't know if I'm in a funk or if I'm just not feeling unstable isolated, because I've always liked the Deadpool PvE, so... And I've already started playing it, so maybe this is my chance to kind of turn over a new leaf as the new season starts. I'd like to make my new goal to not be the worst part of our alliance.
As Ian says,
second to worst.
Yeah, as Ian just said, coming up next is Deadpool versus 20,000 get you a green bullseye, 37,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks will get a Spider-Gwen, and 11 to 200 are Beast covers.
Right, because Spider-Gwen, that sounds nice. I don't have Peggy Carter, and I don't have two-star Miss Marvel, so that's leaving a lot of...
A lot of points on being left behind.
A lot of points left behind on the board, so that's going to be tough.
All right, for PvP, where it is, you know, the inter-season events that no one really cares about, Nefarious Foes came and went, 800 got you a Black Loki, 1,000 for the Green Iron Man, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot was a Invisible Woman, and 2 through 100 were Mohawk covers. And then Divine Champions, I think, is finishing up today. 800 for Yellow Mohawk, 1,000 Yellow Invisible Woman, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot gets a Hulkbuster, and 2 through 100 are Quicksilver covers. And then coming up next will be Blue Shift, the first event of Season 29. 800 for Green Quicksilver, 1,000 for Blue Hulkbuster, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot will get you a Peggy, and 2 through 100 are Human Torch. So that's where that's at. Let's cut over to the folks at Demiurge. Insert here. Boop.
I think I'm going to leave the boop in.
Boop. All right, everybody. Time for a special event. We've got some special guests coming on the call with us right now. We've got Jay Sai, who is the artist behind Peggy Carter. Paige Puderudo, who was the designer at Demiurge. And also on the call is Anthony Novak, who's the associate producer of Marvel Puzzle Quest. So we're super excited to have you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so Peggy Carter has now come to the game as part of the big Captain America 75th anniversary event. And every kind of Marvel mobile game got a different flavor of Cap. What was the impetus for you guys picking Peggy?
Well, Marvel kind of came to us with this opportunity, and we had a lot of ideas right away.
but we kind of wanted to do something a little different. We didn't want it to be just a traditional Steve Rogers or Bucky Barnes. So we wanted to figure out what way we could do that and make it interesting, but not too crazy. Still something reasonable that we'd actually want to play with. And I think we all kind of really like Peggy Carter in general. And the show, it's sad that it's been canceled.
Me too.
Yeah, but we thought she'd be a great fit. She's got this connection to Steve and to, you know, the entire deal where it just seemed like perfect. And we were very fortunate that Marvel thought that was a great idea and decided to support us in it.
Right. If I remember correctly, we did not think Marvel was going to be okay with this. Like, they were going to want us to do another Steve Rogers. So when they were extremely happy with the character, we were equally pretty happy that we could do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm curious, when you said that they came to you with the idea, so there's all sorts of different Cap ideas coming out of all different games. What did they actually come to you with? Just the idea of doing a different style Captain America?
They, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they pretty much said, we're doing this cool 75 anniversary event. We'd like some different games to be able to create their own versions of Captain America. Maybe something that's not already existent, that's not canon, just something that you guys create on your own. And kind of open-ended.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. So you kind of had carte blanche, I guess, kind of then to do with what you wanted. So what was the inspiration for how she ended up with her three powers?
Well, honestly, that's really, it's great that they gave us this blank check, but it's also kind of a challenge because most of our characters are, you know, characters that we're really familiar with and really inform our design decisions and how abilities should feel. And there was none of that with this character because she didn't exist. She's completely made up. So it was a bit challenging to find things that we thought would be compelling, you know, from a character perspective, since there's no real anchor there to root it on. But also really exciting because it was so open-ended. So I really felt like we needed to do something that would kind of feel Captain America-y, but also capture some of Peggy's spirit because she's has a very strong personality. And I really like the idea of her yellow ability. It's called Legendary Presence. Like a disruption ability, AP cost increase that we don't really have at all. Too much, not anything too implemented in the game for that. So,
just Star-Lord.
Just Star-Lord, yeah. but thought maybe we could refine that theme a bit more and see if we could do something interesting with it.
So we totally got to team her up with the Hood, right? So you can increase everyone's cost while stealing their AP.
Yeah, it's terribly damaging.
Did I just hear a little bit of negativity towards Star-Lord?
Oh, I love Star-Lord.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, Star-Lord's great. It's just people don't like Star-Lord as much as they should. Yeah. Star-Lord's a great character, and maybe we can highlight him more by bringing out a similar ability set here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just happened to fit really well with her character as well. We wanted to do something that was really, like, embodying the fact that she is this living legend. She's got this reputation. And she's like a leader, and maybe can kind of terrify people a little bit, especially in her Captain America form. So I thought this would be a good way to hit on both of those things simultaneously.
Yeah, I got to love the name of Do As Peggy Says. That's just fantastic.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it really, like, really is kind of like a commando in a lot of ways. And so this just felt like it really nailed it in terms of making it very clear that Peggy is telling you to do something and you better pay attention.
Yeah, we wanted to capture that military essence of her personality as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And as far as the in-game is concerned, now that we've had a chance to take her out for a little spin here in the new Deadpool PvE, what a beast! She's just excellent. Like, all three powers are unbelievably good.
My slice hasn't started yet, so I haven't actually tried her.
I think she's going to quickly rocket to one of the top characters.
Yeah, the top five characters that you can really use it. Yeah, absolutely.
Not bad to be your first character, huh?
Yeah, that's not bad. I'll take it. She. It'll be interesting to see how she goes in PvP. I think it'll be interesting to see if there's a trend there or not. But Might be a little slow for a little while.
I think she'll end up being popular in PvP because of that legendary presence power. It's going to really irritate people.
Yep.
So you're saying Paige is the first character you've done?
Yeah. I've been on some of Demiurge's other projects, so I'm relatively new to the Marvel Pulse Quest team. So this is my first character out of the gate here.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So the question was Jay, what other characters have you worked on?
I worked on, I think, the first 100 or so characters.
No big deal.
Not including some of the minions. Yeah, I was there from the beginning. We sort of set up the style, the art style, for everything. But actually, I sort of passed the mantle on to someone else now. So Peggy's actually my last project. No. Yep.
Well, this was your swan song. Well done.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
Thanks.
It's very Rosie the Riveter kind of pinup girly, in a tough way. Like, yep. I think she looks great.
Yep. Thank you.
Right. I like that even the goons that you made for the game seemed really thoughtful. I mean, the guy who comes at me with a rocket launcher, you know, he's stocky. He has the strength to hold a rocket launcher. It is believable when I get shot with that. I thought, you know, for just a bunch of hammer goons, you know, that I like the time that you took to make each one its own character.
Cool. Glad you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And I had a meta question here. As an artist, Team Purple, Team Pink, what do you got?
The purple tiles?
Yeah, this has been a long-standing argument amongst people on the forums, is that they insist that they're pink, and I kind of keep insisting that they're purple.
Right, and you're definitely correct. When you scroll over them, they say purple. There's no argument.
Yeah, I mean, there's a story to that, but actually the person that made that decision is no longer here, so I don't know the full story.
It's a mystery.
So now it's, yeah.
It's purple.
It's one of them.
Oh, thanks. That will kill the controversy. We had a few people who follow us who want us to rename it to magenta. They don't want pink or purple.
That's pretty much the same as purple, yeah. Trust me, I'm an artist.
I'm colorblind, so they're all the same to me anyway.
Oh! It's a big sham, all right. I don't know. My opinion is that, you know, A, it looks purple to me, and B, Deadpool comes right out and tells me he likes the purple ones and wants me to match more of them.
Sure, because if that's where you're going for your facts, you're good. Deadpool.
Yeah. How can you not trust Deadpool? Clearly, he's the most reliable source of information in the Marvel Universe. So, Paige, as a designer, like, so you get to come up with all the powers. Like, how do you go about balancing a character?
Ooh, it's a very secret process. it involves a lot of numbers. We kind of bounce things off each other as a design team. There are a number of designers on this project, and kind of keep each other in check with, you know, making sure our assumptions about things are correct, and kind of we have a system we've figured out as a group that we kind of adhere to. But I will not share the details. They're very secretive.
But, okay, now I got to be mean for 1 second. Whoever made hot dog eating power, it gets backed around a little bit.
Well, see, I got to follow that up.
It does not heal enough. It needs way more healing.
See, that's what I've got to have a question about, because it's very secretive. But am I just are all the characters more balanced than I realize, or are there some zonks that sneak through like Amadeus Cho?
They're probably more balanced than you realize.
Okay.
I'd say that there are things that aren't necessarily represented in our balance that might come across differently in terms of just individuals' preferences for play, maybe, or the other characters you use them with. So we kind of always assume a certain similarity between the characters you're using at any given time. And maybe if that's not the case, things are a little different. Some things just don't, you know, are balanced correctly, but don't translate as dynamic for one reason or another. But they're all balanced at the same point.
Sure. Okay. That's what I assumed, because, you know, I'm a simple man with simple needs. If they're not, you know, just firing direct damage at my enemies, I'm out. I don't have time to read a paragraph on what the powers do.
Some hidden things in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you play the game, who's your favorite teams? Who you got?
I try to change things up a lot. I know this sounds like sacrilege, but I I completely started a new account a few months ago, just completely from scratch. I wanted to see what the experience was like for a new player. Yeah. I went through the Fatui.
Great.
Yeah. So I have currently a 90-day-old account at the moment. So I'm still pretty on the low side with this one. I've had the pleasure of getting a bunch of single 5-star covers, which are a mixed blessing. But I've been using a lot of Green Goblin lately. I happen to have his purple ability, and it's enormous fun all of the time. So I've been sticking to that a lot. But the only champion characters I have at the moment are 2-stars, which is interesting. But I've got Thor, Black Widow, and Dokken as my 2-star champions at the moment, and I have not touched a 3 or 4 stars yet.
Oh yeah, the Dream Warrior. We know him well. Someday, if you ever get bored and listen to our show, I tend to rename a lot of things. So
yeah, all your hard work goes out the window. Thanks, Craig.
Although, however, when I campaigned for months that furry friends be named Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels. So when the power actually says that on the screen now, that was the greatest thing ever. Like so.
Dreams do come true.
Jay, Anthony, what do you guys use?
I'm actually a big fan of Bullseye, 3-star Bullseye. For Deadpool's daily, I think, because that's like the longest match you can play.
Right.
And with 3-star Bullseye, Colossus and I think 3-star Spider-Man, you can just lay down strike tiles like crazy. Yeah, it's pretty much the only match you could do that in, aside from the other horde mode matches.
Right.
Right, like Enemy of the State and things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the days of one of our alliance members. He is an addict to Bullseye.
3-star Bullseye. Yeah.
Yeah, he has posted multiple times in our alliance Facebook page and such when he's managed to cover the entire board in tiles from Bullseye.
I have many screenshots.
I know I'm going to end up trying this because, I mean, I just used him, you know, for this last event because he was one of the required characters. So
right. Mm-hmm. But he's so underrated. That's the thing. Like, he's our last 3-star, but everyone talks so much smack about him. He's such a good hero. Or a villain.
Worked really well with a 5-star cap. Just convert all those strike tiles.
Yep. Do it, Paige.
I'm kind of the jerk in the bunch because I just use Old Man Logan all the time.
Oh, my God. Words.
Whatever 4-star's champion at the time. It's not a very interesting answer. I recently championed Ant-Man, and I'm finding him to be a lot of fun. Just stealing everyone's stuff, filling up the board with the tactiles. So he's my fun team right now.
Yeah, he's better than I expected him to be. Like, I didn't really care for him when he first came out, but as I got some covers on him and got to play him some, I enjoyed him more.
Yeah, I had like, as you guys say, I had 5 covers on the vine. Is that what you...
On the vine, yep.
And so like, I had to sell my 2-stars to champion because I didn't want to let 5 covers go to waste. And then I thought I was going to regret that, but I've been playing him a lot in a simulator, PvP simulator.
Yeah, I don't see how you can let 5 4-star covers that you could champion go to waste. It's definitely worth sacrificing those 2-stars.
Yeah. And now all I have is 1 2-star left that hasn't been re-championed yet. So,
is Old Man Logan your highest level character?
He's at 375. Wow, I could bring him up to 420, but I haven't found a need to level much more right now.
Yeah, I'm still one of the poor saps who has no Old Man Logans. So
not even 1 cover.
Nope, I've never gotten him. My highest character is Elektra of all people at 273.
Well, you can do lots of ballet and dodge people's attacks.
Sure.
I enjoy her more than I think most other people, it seems.
It's easy to enjoy a character that's so high level compared to the rest of your group. So.
Definitely a lot of underrated characters, like Ant-Man and Elektra.
Star-Lord.
Hey, my Star-Lord's up to level 209, so I've actually been using him more recently.
Okay, I was just going to ask, following the success of this Peggy Carter as Cap character, do you think was that going to open the door for you guys to, dream a little bit more and make up your own characters for the game, or You know, is this was this a one-time opportunity?
My instinct is telling me it's probably a one-time situation.
Okay.
But who knows what might come in the future? As far as I know, there are no...
Right, sure. Surely there'll be another anniversary or something like that. Because I agree with you. Most often, you know, Marvel likes to keep it neat. They like to keep their movies, comic books, TVs, and video games all tied together appropriately. But, you know, this was really refreshing and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't listen to the detractors. Howard the Duck is awesome.
Yeah, Howard the Duck is awesome.
We were so ecstatic when we got to do that character.
I was too. If you go back and find our episode where we talk about Howard, Ian and I reminisce about the movie, and we had a good time with it.
We didn't do that version of the character, but yeah.
I love Howard the Duck. Currently, the Howard the Duck wallpaper that you guys put out is my... avatar on my work Office 365 account, so every time somebody gets email from me, they're seeing Howard the Duck.
Super professional. Classic Craig.
Hey, that's why you work in IT, because then you get to make exceptions and tell other people there are rules about what they're allowed to put in their in their accounts.
Alright, Craig, do you have anything else? Or Ray, before we let these fine folks back to their life of hard work?
I don't think I have anything. I would just like to, again, I think of all the different, what were there, 7 variations that are coming out in Marvel games, I thought Peggy Carter was one of the top ones. I like the fact that you got to include, you know, Agent Carter in before her show, you know, completely went out of people's minds because of it being canceled. So I thought it was a good move.
Yeah, glad to hear it. But, I was actually really impressed with the diversity of the characters that people came up with. It seems like there are some really interesting, very different ideas there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think we can probably let you guys go then, but anytime you've got new characters that you want to talk about, we'd love to have you on again and again. Because, you know, we're gluttons. We'll take everything.
All right.
Duly noted.
So, I lied. It just cropped into my mind. Jay, what are you doing now that you are retired?
I am going to Disneyland, actually.
like I won the Super Bowl going to Disneyland, or you're going to go be an Imagineer?
Pretty much. No, I'm actually working on another project.
Excellent. Congratulations.
But once in a while, I pop into MPQ and, you know, make some little changes here and there.
Yeah, guest art.
Do some criticisms.
Oh, very cool. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Again, we want to thank Jay Sy, Paige Pettirudo, and Anthony Novak for joining us here this week. And hopefully we'll have them on again. Again, we can't say how much we appreciate you guys being on. We love to talk about this game, and getting to talk to you guys is a real treat.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Boop. All right. So that was the folks over at Demiurge. We really appreciate them coming on. Let's talk more about Peggy Carter, kids.
Holy smokes. What a great new character.
Yeah, I think she looks awesome. I think her power is going to be fun to play. I hope I will get some in the near future. And
yeah, I mean, I don't expect to
play her
some
in the PvE, right? In
you
the Deadpool.
You do get to enjoy her in a little bit of the Deadpool versus. And man, her... And I hadn't read the way her powers, you know, get incrementally better per level. Mm-hmm. And they're even better than I could have imagined. The Legendary Presence... Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the passive yellow.
But yeah, at max level, it drops all the way to 30% health, and the cost increases to 4 more AP for enemy powers.
That is insane.
4. That's insane.
Well, and especially when you're playing against other people with 4 and 5 star characters, and some of those powers already cost, you know, 7, 8, 9. So now if you're making these powers 12 or 13 or something.
Yeah. Oof, absolutely.
That's rough.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. And her what's the first one? I don't know all of her powers. So her red one does punches you for a lot of damage.
Yeah, Ultimate Soldier is 9 red. That scales up at level 5 is 3466, ignoring projectiles.
Yeah, it was super good. I didn't get a chance to use her blue to stun everybody except the person you want to stun. Or you know, stun to leave one. The match was over too quickly. She was just too powerful.
Right, and then her blue, yeah, do as Peggy says, which is the one where it stuns not the target. It stuns the other folks. At level 5, that is a 3-turn stun and a 3-turn blue countdown tile that then does 27, 26 for each active ally. So if your other two people are still up, that's going to do another, you know, 5,400 points of damage as well. So, and it's got to be fun to team her up with Nova, maybe, or someone like that. So you throw the one guy into the air, stun the other two.
Oh, that's right. Nova can launch someone into the air. I was like, why Nova? I figured I would just stack her with someone who does AP denial well.
Although, of course, Nova also has red and yellow, so that's probably bad. So ignore that entirely.
Yeah, I really... She looks like she's going to be a good pairing with just about anybody who you want to pair with her. She's a great standalone character and should make a good team member to any team that you already could use someone on. Like, I don't see anywhere where I couldn't plug her in and benefit.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
104 patch. Let's talk about this real quick. Or not real quick, because there's a pile of it.
Best patch ever!
All right, so let's
talk about it for a little while.
Okay. There's a new clue. Are you ready for the new clue?
Yes.
Are you prepared?
I'm sitting down.
I'm prepared.
You are sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay. Stand up. No. All right. The clue this week is Gamma Gamma. Hey!
Sorry, that was totally unexpected.
Yeah. That's an odd interpretation of that sentence.
It's got to be some kind of Hulk, right?
Sure, unless there is a superhero or supervillain out there that is a member of a fraternity or a sorority that I don't know about.
It's Gamma Gamma, hey?
Yeah.
That's the math sorority that Cho belongs to. It's Gamma Gamma, hey?
So I think I said this before we started recording. Gamma radiation makes me think of two things. It makes me think of Fantastic Four, and that's off the table. And it makes me think of the Hulk. So I can't imagine that it's going to be anything but a Hulk character.
Could be. I mean... Gamma radiation exists out in space. The moon is out in space. Black Bolt lives on the moon. Black Bolt. Confirmed.
Wasn't there Doc Samson? Wasn't he also gamma and green?
Doc Samson. Wow.
Yeah.
Am I making this character up? That was a person.
No,
right?
He's real. He's absolutely real. I just I know nothing about him and can offer you no support in this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm about in the same boat here.
Wasn't he? He was also powered by gamma rays, right?
It's likely. He had green hair. That's all I really remember.
Stop pressuring me to know things about Doc Samson. I don't.
I'm sorry. All right. Let me look him up.
He gets his
powers from a gamma ray explosion. Boom. There you go. Doc Samson.
Sure. There you go. Doc Samson.
Yeah, Doc Samson.
Was Dazzler ever part of Gamma Gamma Epsilon?
Dazzler's light powers can make any kind of radiation she wants. Baby.
There we go.
She can convert sound into anything.
Do we know? Is this a 4 or 5 star?
We do not know.
We do not at this point.
All right.
So, I mean, if it's a 5 star, then I can definitely support the idea of a World War Planet Hulk.
Yeah. Gladiator Even Hulk if, from Planet whatever you want to call that storyline.
Absolutely. Same storyline, I would like to say. Beta Ray Bill.
No.
Boom.
No.
Beta Ray Bill is it's a thing.
No. As I said before, Goat in a Thor suit is dumb.
Is awesome. I bet he could beat up Dazzler.
No way.
Yes way.
No, he'd be like, look, I'm an alien, I look like a goat, and she'd be like, okay, I blind you, and then I win. There you go.
Nope, he's fine. He will wreck her.
Yeah, he's a goat. He makes me think of, do you remember when SNL used to have the goat boy or whatever it was? What's his name? Jim Brewer? Jim Brewer would come out eat cans and things?
Yeah. He would interview people for MTV, and then he would eat the microphone.
Yeah.
That was a terrible sketch.
How are you doing today? Rah! You know.
Rah.
Apparently, Greg liked it.
Yeah, I did. It was something.
I liked a lot of it.
Definitely memorable. So that's either way, it'll probably be some sort of Hulk variant. I can support that. Maybe it's a 4-star She-Hulk. Maybe I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm really hoping for the spiky armored World War Hulk. That sounds like a winner.
Yeah, I could live with that.
It'd be fun.
So, I'm excited for these patches that they're working on.
Yeah,
there's a pile of here.
The quality of my gaming life is going to go up, up, up.
So let's try and blow through these. Not blow, peruse gently. VIP mode is again still going. There were some bugs with this. Ray experienced one of these said bugs. Recently got un-VIP'd.
Yeah.
And they said re-VIP'd him, and he got all of his rewards at once, and it makes me jealous.
I would say that I was not re-VIP'd. So here's the thing. I normally play on an iPad, and I was out at lunch and wanted to pull up the game and look at something, so I didn't have my iPad, so I launched it on the iPhone. I didn't have the update, so I launched the game without the update, and it said, hey, you should get the update. and I closed the game down and then did the update and then relaunched it like you would do. But I think the problem was I launched the game without the update, and the update contained the code for the VIP mode. So when I launched it, I noticed I didn't have any VIP anything, like the icon wasn't there. So when I updated and then got into the game, it said, hey, would you like to become a VIP member? And I already had like 4 days previously.
Right.
So I closed the game down. When I got home to my iPad, it also said I was no longer a VIP. So I think the problem was launching the game without getting the update first, which, yeah, that's not going to happen too often. But in any case, that happened. So I submitted a ticket, and it wasn't incredibly fast, but mostly because it was over the weekend. But they got back to me, and by Tuesday this week, they had sent me all the rewards that I would have got on the 28-day VIP package. They sent them to me all at once, and since I wasn't going to be able to take advantage of the VIP healing, they sent me a health pack for every day of the 28 days. So they sent me 28 health packs, which, you know, all right, I understand that. That's kind of cool, except they sent them all individually. So I sat there for 15 minutes going, claim.
That's awesome.
But no, they did a good job. They got everything squared away, and I got everything. And yeah, I got it all at once instead of waiting for the 28 days. And technically, I could re-VIP right now and double up, but I don't feel like spending another $10 just yet. So
claim. Blame.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a song. Never mind. all right. Now, the number two on this list makes me super excited. Leveling character is now much faster when using the raise level button. Thank God. Holding down that button seemed to take forever.
It was pretty fast before, even faster now.
All right. Selling a cover in your reward cache no longer sends you to the top of the reward cache list.
Yay!
Absolute gold. Yeah. Absolutely the best part of the whole patch.
I don't know. I haven't read all of it yet, but I really like that one.
Oh, man, that is one of my favorites. The other ones are address far more serious issues. But goodness, in the same way that you want them to split the sell all button into two separate sell all buttons.
I do.
Like this, what?
I do. I do want that.
I know. This is that level of lazy for me. Like I hated having to scroll down a second time, especially when I went on a cover opening frenzy.
Right.
And had like, 50 covers to sort through. And I'm like, oh, but I was where I needed to be.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. This is gold. If there isn't going to be a sell all my one stars button, this at least makes it easier. It makes the whole process easier.
A lot less frustrating, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good change.
All right, here's a weird one that I didn't even know was a thing. Nick Fury no longer has his back turned to the enemy during battle. A, didn't know he did, and B, why was that a problem? Can't Nick Fury show disdain for his enemies? Be like,
he did.
You're
he
not
was kind of looking over
to look
his shoulder.
At.
Was I always thought he was just looking over his shoulder, but fixed. There you go.
Yeah, didn't even realize that was an issue.
I just assumed that with having his back to the enemy, that was similar to nobody's going to get this. If you ever played the game Shadow Warriors, I think it was, arcade video game, you played a samurai. One of the samurais was named Ukyo. He would constantly fight with his back to the enemy and his hand on the sword. And the moment you got near him, he would strike out. It was an Ukyo thing.
That's not very samurai-like.
No, but he was wasn't he a playable character in Samurai Showdown?
Yes.
Did he have blue hair?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a solid guy. I like that guy.
He's my favorite character in that game.
All right.
He was hard to use. I did not like him. But boy, could he slice an apple with his sword in like four different segments.
Toss an apple.
Good reference.
Toss an apple over his shoulder toward his back and slice it without looking. That was Nick Fury. He was so tough, he didn't need to face you.
That's right. All right. Fortified tiles no longer lose fortification when converted to countdown. I don't have anyone who fortifies things, so I never saw this happen. Banner at the beginning of Wave 2 no longer says Wave 1.
Yay!
Screen shake animation no longer continues while viewing options menu after using Steve Rogers' first Avengers Shield badge.
Oh, God.
That's specific.
That sounds horrible.
It's super specific. It does, but it seems awesome. Like who is mid-Shield Bash being like, oh, I should check my options?
Let me go into the menu system. Why is the screen still shaking? Maybe you should pay attention to the game and stop looking at the options.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Fixed countdown tile descriptions for the Criterion, Shadow Knives, and Detonate, and controls teleneuropathy powers.
Oh, right on.
I never looked at the descriptions of the power, so I guess I didn't know that they were broken.
Buggy, yeah.
Game board no longer sometimes fails to reshuffle when no matches are available. Hooray!
Hooray!
Yeah, big bug fix. That's fantastic.
They had one of me the other night. It wanted me to match up like a yellow, a blue, and a team up. And I'm like, no.
Oh, that's different. That just means this is the reshuffling. That's the next fix that you're about to tell me about.
Well, I think they're kind of combined, right? Because it should have reshuffled.
Just read the next fix.
Fine!
I imagine that they're a combination
fix. One fix. Incorrect tiles no longer highlighted during the move tile hint sequence.
There you go. Two separate fixes.
All right, and then here's the big one. You ready for the big one?
You think this is the big one? Okay.
This is the big one. Yelena Belloni has been in Ian's world relegated down from the majors into the realms of Bagman, and she is now in the sad world of only appearing as mission rewards. You will no longer get her in standard packs.
Hooray! Well, sort of.
Yay, relegation.
Yeah, I do like relegation. It's definitely a sorry to see you go, don't let the door hit you on the way out kind of situation.
Is she a two-power only character?
Yes.
I've never recruited her, so I don't know.
I believe she is. I think she's a black-purple.
Quick, somebody look at that handy-dandy webpage that somebody threw up that has all the character colors.
No dice. Yeah, I want to say she's got some sort of... She steals some stuff and does some damage, and I don't know what her other thing is. It might make strike tiles or... No one knows.
I don't know, but she is a black-purple. If that is what you said.
I thought so. I did.
So there you go. Yeah, I'm not sorry to see her go since I never used her.
Yep.
Nope, but I have heard claims that her team-up ability was very useful. And by claims, I mean it was Leonard. So I don't know if that's reliable, but he is a really, he's a really serious player. So if he says her team-up tile, her team-up ability was excellent, then I'm going to believe him.
Interesting.
There you go. Bug fix on the PC. ISO 8 amounts now update correctly after spending ISO 8 to level a character. So I don't know if Ian ran into that or not. You're the only person who plays on a PC that I know.
I haven't spent ISO in a while. Saving up.
Yep. And then there was an update just to this today. Banner for downing the enemy no longer appears before the player's power animation plays.
Hooray!
Yeah. That was just kind of a minor annoyance, but nice that it's fixed. Right.
That was the thing that annoyed me the most, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then the Dream Warriors Healing and Heat Power now displays its banner correctly. To be honest, I didn't notice that it was wrong.
No.
And something I forgot, I wanted to mention earlier, and I completely forgot because I went back and looked at this again. Season 29 is up and there, and the Shield Simulator just suddenly appeared. So I just want to see who the character is this time around.
Sure.
And it is Moon Knight. So get your 2,000 points, get yourself a Black Moon Knight. I got to try and make that happen.
Yeah, there's no try. There's do or do not.
Remember, the secrets to that, Yoda's actually a Sith Lord because only Sith deal in absolutes. Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
No, that's Star Wars logic right there. Yoda tells you there's only two options, and then later he tells you only Sith deal in absolutes. So therefore, Yoda is a Sith Lord.
That's Craig's
logic. Like a trap. Yeah.
No, do or do not. Those are absolutes. See what I'm saying?
Nope, those are two options. Absolutes only give you one option.
Nope.
Trying to drag Yoda to the dark side. Punk. Weren't you unofficially banned from talking about Star Wars on this show?
I think so.
All right. Pre-ban.
Bray, hit me some listener comments.
Oh, there were a ton of listener comments. I have to stop looking at my Moon Knight and go back to the list? Okay, I will. So the first thing I wanted to mention was, hey, the email is fixed. You should be able to email all of us now. Yay.
Hooray. Anyway,
I had to spend way too much time on that. But the second thing. So last time after recording, I took a look at the D3 forums. And I just want to... This is an official apology. So I had said... there was a time where I had said nothing but negative things toward the D3 forums. Because like most gaming forums... There's a whole lot of negativity over there. You know, everybody's complaining about the game, saying that there's not enough ISO, and the computer somehow makes cascades way more than I ever can, and, you know, it's just a whole bunch of complaining. However, I went over and I took a look at the thread that I created by posting our last show. It is nothing but positive feedback.
Huzzah!
You guys are awesome. There was discussions about stuff, but absolutely nothing negative. I wouldn't say it restored my, you know, belief in humanity or anything, but...
But close.
It helped.
It was a salve.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, last week's episode, there was a lot of talk from Malcroft,
TX Moose, which I read that as Transmit Moose. I don't know.
I'm sure it's probably Texas, right?
It might be Texas. Okay. Valorks.
Don't mess with Texas. Moose.
What's that?
I said don't mess with Texas. Moose.
Moose. Valorks and Aestheticist. They had a discussion. So you had mentioned about people getting 3,500, 3,600 points in a PvP. And the discussion started out with, really, that's just common. That's not only is that not, you know, unheard of, but it happens all the time. And a couple people posted images. Actually, AreaCode212 posted an image of a person who had 6,200 points in a PvP event.
I just can't fathom.
Yeah.
A, how you have that much time, and B, how do you never lose?
Right. So our friend Dave, who was on the show previously, FAHQ 1977, says, you can do this by having a roster with all the 4 and 5 stars maxed, being an alliance who boosts you with cupcakes, and spend a ton of hero points on shields and health packs. Apparently, that's the key to getting scores like that. I can't even, I've never seen anything that high, and I'm happy that I can just complain about these slices that I get put into where people get 3,000. 6,200. That's sickening.
Insanity.
There was actually an image that was, the top place had 6,249, the second place had 6,210, and third place had 4,200. So I can't even imagine getting 6,210 and becoming in second.
Yeah, that's a sad, that's a tough day.
Oh, my.
Bad day at the office.
So, next on the list, Chloe said that the bug that annoyed her the most was the hint sparkle being on the non-matched tiles.
Yep.
And I found that interesting because that was the bug that annoyed you the most?
It bugged me.
Apparently. So, and different people had different things that bugged them. I mean, to me, when you took somebody out and everything was all out of order, it just threw me off every time. So, and then if you got the stuck on the board where you couldn't make a move, that sounds like the most annoying, but it never happened to me. So
only happened to me once.
Right. Absolutely.
But hey, they're going away. Do we know when that patch is coming out at all? 104?
Soon.
Soon. Yeah.
Soon. A couple weeks, week or two.
Hopefully before that, but
week.
if I keep saying stuff, we lower the time.
3 days tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know.
Next, Sigma Blade. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he came on and said that, I think this was on our website, every time that he went to check our rosters and they weren't updated, it upset him.
Well, man, I'm really bad about that.
Yeah. So he made rosters for us. If you go to mpq.gamependium and look for PW3 and then our username, he has our rosters all up to date.
Wow, thank you.
And he also said, I'll update them every Wednesday morning so that you can use them when you record the podcast if you want. And I'll also update them every Thursday morning since you're going to be opening a token every night.
All right, so you want me to go to gamependium.com/what?
Go to puzzlewarriors3.com and go to our about page. I already linked them on the about page.
Oh, so, wow. About. That's a section of our website.
Because I will screw up the Gamependium URL. I know I will.
The Sigma Blade roster. I see.
Yeah.
You think he's a Six Sigma Blade?
Sorry, don't get that reference.
Six Sigma, it's a thing. If you're a business type man, you want to be Six Sigma.
Yeah. I only know it from...
from 30 Rock, huh?
From 30 Rock, absolutely.
Okay.
Jack Donaghy was totally Six Sigma.
Yeah.
So we have our rosters, and then I put on the Sigma Blade rosters if you want the actual updated versions.
All right.
Is it here? Did you say it's under the character stats?
No, it's under the about/contact.
Oh, okay.
So all right,
I get to derail the show for a second.
No! It's already been such a good show.
I got Jack Donaghy stuck in my head. Ian, did you watch the match game?
No, I got a text message from my good friend Craig that warned me against it. I also had to give up my cable, so I have no channels now.
Oh, no. It turned out the celebrities consisted of one person that I like, one person I hate, and four people I've never heard of. So there was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
One person you like.
Michael Ian Black.
One person you hate?
No, the other way around.
Okay.
And then all these other people, I'm like, I don't have any idea who you are. And some chick, one of the chicks was on Will and Grace.
Oh, Megan Mullally?
I don't know. There was a Will and Grace question, and that was like, you know, something about her. I don't know. Like, they have questions about the people on the show. Like, one of the questions was, you know, you call a bunch of geese a gaggle. What do you call a group of Baldwins?
Oh.
You know, blank Baldwin.
Right. Oh, that was the... I gotcha.
Right. So, I mean, Alec Baldwin tried to save it. They even gave him the big 70s microphone, which I was super excited about. But
it was not a good show.
The celebrities were sad. They were sad.
ABC's game show lineup is not cool.
It was just some sad bunch of celebrities. Or, I mean, I get it. I'm completely out of touch with who are celebrities in the world. You are much more tuned into celebrities than I am.
Right.
But, man, I had no idea who these people were.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. Still not. It's going to take work, so I'm not going to check it out. Unless I'm visiting you and you have it on the DVR.
If you get the ABC app on a tablet, you could watch it there, I'm sure.
No dice. It sounds like... No, because then I'd have to steal one of my son's tablets. That seems rude.
Yeah, he goes to sleep sometime.
Yeah, I'll get an ABC app on the... No, never mind. On the... bringing us back around. Thanks for the sweet compendium update. Apparently my kingpin is at a 1, 2, 3. So my optimism has dwindled, but not completely.
Okay, then.
Yep.
Sorry, Ray. Back to this guy.
So I did just want to, you know, say thank you to Sigma Blade. Apparently our rosters are now brought to you by Sigma Blade. When you want a summary of all your blades, I don't know. Sigma, it's a math term.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's to be a summary.
Oh, yep. Math joke.
A summary of all the things.
Yeah.
I got it.
Wasn't good. But...
That definitely gets a waggity schmackity do.
Dave also mentioned at one point that he loved the Martin's Coyotes taglines, and he said if those were ad-libbed, well done. And I don't know.
Thanks.
I don't know if I think Ian ad-libs those. I'm not sure.
Yeah, my portion, I don't look at the script. You know, I don't normally get the script early enough that I have time to look at it ahead of time. So I just kind of have to go with whatever's on my head. Although this week's sponsor is all Craig, all the time.
He also said that we missed something with the Devil Dino combination. If you pair him up with Switch to make purple, and Star-Lord at 5 covers makes prehistoric arms be able to be used at 1 purple. So you you can just activate him 10 turns in a row and die laughing.
Man, that'd make me want to shoot myself in the face. That would just take so long.
Oh, that's amazing.
On the webpage, S-Lore also commented that Devil Dino's natural partners are Old Man Logan and Carnage. Because every time you do something with Old Man Logan, he puts out strike tiles. Every time you do something with Carnage, he puts out attack tiles. You just wave your arms and people die in horrific vortex of claws and tendrils. And Mark Cole of the Longbox Heroes Alliance says that whenever he plays Devil Dinosaur and does prehistoric arms, he does he pulls a Craig and yells wiggle wiggle wiggle. And I'm hoping that is a Snoop Dogg reference, in which case I'm
going to wiggle 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 wiggle.
No.
Doesn't sound Snoopy.
No, it's
sounds like LMFAO.
Yeah, LMFAO.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, they were a band. They're now on indefinite hiatus.
Okay. They were party rocking, and then they were sorry for party rocking.
Yep.
Now I'm going with Snoop Dogg. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Just a little bit of... Okay.
Okay.
All right.
He's sipping on gin and juice.
I wanted to mention Bri the Fry Guy. He was very sad that Vision is gone and he's back to being useless. I'm again going to argue that I don't think he's useless. I think their improvement to him originally was still good. I think I'm on Team Vision. I like him. But there was some conversation.
When he was quote unquote broken, he was top five though.
Oh,
I mean, he was just amazing.
Yeah, he was better than anybody else to put with IM-40. But Prandiac, hiding from Muggles, there were some discussions about Vision. If you want to check it out, all that is on Reddit. I did want to mention, though, that Prandiac said in his bullet points, he mentioned that he'd be okay with the wives joining the episode, or a episode, but he has always had a no girlfriends or wives at the gaming table while playing Pathfinder in D&D.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be difficult for us since they're half of our party.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
See, but they, again, they're full participants. I feel like perhaps in his world, they are do not have such, you know, hobbies and are just a hindrance to, you know, a good game.
Mm, I suppose that is possible.
You can come hang out sometime. My wife will play her Pixie Assassin with you.
It's, don't bring that up on the air.
It's ridiculous. I'll hit you with a sword from 15 feet away, even though I'm 4 inches tall.
She has shadow magic. What?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Come on, Craig, you're bumming everybody out.
I wanted to mention D-Wing Illinois because he said, one, it was the fastest character of the week recap ever. And it was straightforward. So
it's true.
He also said that and there were several people who came out with this, the gender of Devil Dino. We discussed it after the show last time.
Right.
Devil Dino is definitely a guy, but he was teamed up with
Moon Girl.
Moon Girl. That's it. I was trying to find it. And in any case, he mentioned that. He also mentioned the sound effects are also magnificent for Devil Dino for the two people who play with the sound on. And then he followed all this up with, I can't believe I just threw down multiple bullet points about Devil Bloody Dinosaur. All right. Jason Jones said Spatula City.
Spatula City.
Thelonious Crunk says that that's the best sponsor ever.
Thelonious Crunk gets a put on.
But what he didn't understand was, how did Spatula City not get sung to the jingle for Paradise City? And he asks if Craig is losing his mojo.
Yeah, it just didn't occur to me because Spatula City already had a jungle, so...
A jungle?
Well, then Guns N' Roses popped in my head and jingle became jungle. And
I knew what happened, but
my brain,
still funny.
My brain is not, you know, all that good. But it already had a jingle, so it didn't occur to me. But yeah, I could totally rock out to some Take Me Down to the Spatula City where the paddles are flat and the colors are pretty. I don't know.
That was bad.
Man, you do one special interview and you're good for nothing.
I'd have to think about the words for that ahead of time.
One special interview and Craig is spent.
Yeah.
You need a nap.
Sure, man. All I know is that it's like 4,000 degrees outside in Pennsylvania today, and I haven't been able to get in my pool yet. That's what I know.
Wait, that's sad. Oh. Sorry, dude.
Right. Leonard had a few things I wanted to mention. He said that Craig not liking Moon Knight, but liking Namor explains so much.
How do you know like Namor? He's freaking Namor! He's the ruler of the seas! I mean, come on!
Part of me wants to equate it to DC and say he's like Aquaman, although I distinctly don't believe that.
You can't even believe that. Come on.
Right.
Aquaman is a complete loser, and Namor is like godlike. Come on.
Aquaman is a delight. Don't diss Aquaman.
Yeah, okay. That's,
he seems nice.
Yeah.
And apparently Moon Knight being bitten by a radioactive moon is all Todd's doing. So let's give credit where credit was due. I still find that very humorous.
Yep.
Finally, I wanted to thank Jeff Duggan again for doing the whole Discord thing. I think we're going to be testing it out, and we may be doing something with that here in the coming weeks.
Or as we like to refer to him in our spare time when he's not around, Hacksaw Jeff Duggan.
I thought we were going to can that. Well, I thought he was opposed to that.
He was, but I'm doing it anyway. I can just picture him right now with a 2x4 slung over his shoulder, and he's like, yeah, FPQ! Woo! I love America!
Yeah, it's true. It was very 4th of July.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention this is a chat in our Alliance chat. My brother, who is actually now a member of my Alliance, mentioned that his kingpin is at 050, and he just sold his 6th pink cover.
Nope, and I yelled at him.
And Craig immediately said, still purple. However, his comeback was, when it's your 6th, it is pink. When it's a good cover for you, then it can be purple. I thought that was a good comeback. Anyway.
But yes, Jeff, thanks for the Discord, and we encourage all of our listeners, hey, join the Discord channel. We, you know, we can all chat in there, and yeah, as Ray says, we'll try and do a live event with the voice chat sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
I was going to say, Ray was way more vague.
No.
Way to go, Craig.
Soon.
Craig's like, this is absolutely happening. Tomorrow, tune in.
It's not going to be tomorrow. I'm busy.
Man.
Yeah, we got to figure out how that works first.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We're old, but we'll get there.
All right, that's all I have.
All right, it's time for the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
This week, brought to you by Cremates Snooty. Are you rich and powerful? You don't want to get your ashes mixed together with the hoi polloi. Come on, go to Cremates Snooty. Our fires only burn on blue blood. Cremates Snooty.
There you go. Good old cremate Snooty. When you own more than one monocle.
Before we move on, I completely forgot about this. I had a private conversation with Scrognog Gutentag. He is the winner. He figured out on his own, as far as I know, what our sponsors, where our sponsors are coming from, the actual source.
Oh, wow. Good for him. Sort of. Shame on you for getting that, and good for you. That's really clever.
Nerd.
Congratulations.
You prizes. That was it right there. You got mentioned.
If anybody else figures it out, don't post it everywhere. Just let us know.
Ian, all right. Tell me about the feature character.
Let me tell you a little something about Elektra. It's Craig's highest level character, from what I hear.
That's true.
So here's what I can tell you about Elektra. She is a purple, black, red. Her first power is her purple power. It's called Double Double Cross. So here's what she's all about. She steals one enemy strike tile, improving its strength by 73, but also converts three random purple basic tiles into enemy strike tiles, strength of 9. So that sounds like a pretty fair deal. Because, you know, I figure it's probably more than a strength of 9 to begin with. So 73 plus whatever you started at, good times. As she goes up in levels, the stolen tile increases. Then she can steal up to 2 tiles. Then the stolen tile increases. Then at level 5, she can steal an additional strike tile if there's a friendly trap tile on the board. Stolen tiles increase by 123. So at maximum level, she's stealing 2 or 3 tiles, and the stolen tiles are increased by 245. That's good. That's pretty solid. It's not the best ability in the world, but it seems a 245 boost to a stolen strike tile, that's pretty huge. And also, to note, at max level, instead of strength 9 tiles, she's making strength 18 tiles for the enemy. Her next ability is Shadow Step. Her last ability costs 7. This one costs 10, and it costs black AP. She converts 2 random black tiles into trap tiles. If Elektra would take damage, the damage is negated and the trap tile is destroyed, generating AP and dealing 274 damage. As she increases in levels, she converts 3 trap tiles. The trap tiles do more damage. She converts 4 trap tiles. She converts 5 trap tiles, and the trap tiles do still more damage. At maximum level, she is doing 5 trap tiles, which, when exploded, do 925 damage. Lastly, but certainly not leastly, a Ballet of Death is her red ability. It costs 8. She slaps down a trap tile. It deals 150 damage at the beginning of every turn. As levels go up, the damage goes up. Someday she hopes to do 1,247 damage at the beginning of every turn, as long as the trap tile exists. That is Elektra in a nutshell.
Help, I'm in a nutshell.
Yes, exactly that. I will follow up by deferring to Craig. I've already closed my roster, so I've already couldn't even tell you anything about my Elektra. But I would say if I had Elektra at a champion level, I would. My instincts tell me 3-5-5, but I don't know. I'd have to reread the powers and do a little more math.
Right now,
Craig, tell me more.
Yeah, right now I'm running mine at 4-4-5.
Okay.
I like the balance. The thing that I would most want to fix about her is I wish that the trap tiles had some limit to them before they triggered. Because there's nothing more annoying than like when they get triggered by the lowest level like attack tile. It's like, oh, she took 30 points of damage. Yep. There goes that. You know, because it takes so much black to get them out there that I really wish it would be some percentage of her life or something had to be in danger before she shadow stepped away. Not a minimal amount of damage that, you know, has no threat to her.
Sure, but I mean, at least it's doing damage as well.
Yeah. Right. I just wish it had a higher threshold.
Right. And if you're using the level 5 double double cross, it is putting a friendly trap tile out there so she can steal an additional 3rd tile.
This is true.
But I don't know. I love Ballet of Death. I enjoy it. It adds
I don't know.
Up after
I
a while.
Think, yeah, see, I'm kind of, I'm thinking 3-5-5. Because the level 5 of that gives you almost 1,000 points of damage, of Shadow Step, sorry, gives you almost 1,000 points of damage for each one of those.
Yep.
That, and I don't like the fact that double cross. I mean, yeah, if you do it twice, you can put a tile out and then steal it back. But otherwise, you're kind of reliant on somebody creating a strike tile on the other team.
Yeah, that's my least favorite power because, yeah, I generally always have to do it twice.
Right.
I suppose that at one point I had teamed her up with Carnage and let him make the tiles, and then I would shadow step her so that she wasn't taking damage from all these tiles being all over the board.
Sure. But his are attack tiles, so it doesn't really help with the double cross.
No, but at least it dodged the damage while, you know, letting me inflict a whole pile of damage.
Sure.
The other direction, if I could keep her in front.
Right. Since I don't have her championed, but she's getting close. I have her at 3-5-4, so I only need one more cover, hopefully not black.
Right.
So that'll be what I get today. But I have her at, like, level 148, which I found is plenty to complete the Crash of the Titans, and I probably am not going to level her anymore until I get that 13th cover. But,
right.
Yeah, having the 5 shadow step is just really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I had gotten the, you know, the 14th cover, so I championed her, and then I since then got a couple more, so she's at 273 for me right now.
Is she your only champion 4?
Yep.
So who do you use her with?
I keep playing around with different stuff. I haven't found a happy home with it yet.
Huh, interesting.
I don't know.
I was curious, that kind of expected you to go with a 3-5-5 build and put her with Iron Fist to make all the black you could ever need.
Yeah, but if I'm doing that, then I'm sticking with my Luke Cage. Cage and Fist are a team, man. They don't separate.
Can't possibly change it up once. Okay.
No, I don't like it. I'm a creature of habit.
See, I stole your idea on my other game, and I'm using it without Luke Cage to intentionally spite you and make pretend like it was my own idea.
Okay.
It's Switch, Iron Fist, and Cyclops.
Oh, sure.
So not only did I take out your favorite part, I replaced it with your least favorite character. I was like, yeah!
But man,
suck on that, Craig.
But boy, does he do the damage.
Oh, does he ever.
Holy smokes.
And his optic blast instead of his shield, I like it so much.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a different character we've talked about before. But
absolutely.
Man, I love him in the big events now when I can put BDSM Marvel in front and let her take a beating and just power up Cyclops.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know, Elektra. And if anybody's got a really great team to use with her, shout it out. I'll see what I got. But
I'm gonna say Stink Palm does.
Who's he got?
Oh, I have no idea. I just know that he does. Stink Palm is super reliable when it comes to that. And also, do you know what else will follow this? Since we all kind of poo-pooed on double cross, he will write us at least 2 paragraphs about how double cross is the most potent ability in the game.
Yeah, somebody else has already done that. I'm trying to remember who. It was one of our female listeners. Shoot. I am terrible.
Woolly one?
I am terrible with names.
Could it be Chloe?
It could have been. I don't remember, but somebody already told me that I was completely wrong about double cross. So.
Right. All right. Well, you've got more coming down the pike.
I hope so.
So thank you, Elektra. Brought to you by Cremate Snooty.
All right. Now we go over to Dying on the Vine. Also with a sponsor, this week brought to you by America's new favorite game show, The Wheel of Fish. Ooh, red snapper. Very tasty.
That is a good sponsor.
Mine is still the same as last week. It's a century.
Some more Star-Lords?
Well, no. I had to sell that, sorry.
Okay.
There's a red century that I can't do anything with, a red thing, and a purple Iceman.
Mine is new and improved, but in an unimproved kind of way. It is just riddled with low-hanging fruit that I don't feel like dealing with.
Okay.
So my vine has a red sentry, a black Punisher, a yellow Colossus, and a black Mohawk. All of which I just don't care.
I like Mohawk.
I do too, and I kind of like Colossus, but after listening intently during segment 1, what you told me was, just wait. I've got a Battery Man and a Kamala Khan coming down the pike, and I would much rather champion either one of them.
That's true. They would both be better choices.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cyclops is up there on that list, but I see where you're coming from.
I agree. And if I had said Cyclops, then I must have meant to say Colossus.
Oh. No, you said Colossus. Ray is just having a brain aneurysm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Not the first time.
It wouldn't be the first.
Dude, too soon.
It's not been too soon. It's been a couple years. Man.
But I did say Colossus good. So, yeah, all underwhelming. It'll probably be Kamala Khan, although I can't be certain. I hear good things about IM40.
Yeah, the battery man is, he's a battery. Yeah,
and not just absolutely. That, but when you do use his other powers, they are nice as well. I rarely use them.
Yeah.
But
no, but you're right. I do like the Unibeam.
I sometimes finish people off with blue just because I like the animation on blue.
I really, I really like it. Absolutely.
Ray, is your vine still clean and neat?
No. Well, as of last week, I got a purple Iceman, just like Craig.
Right.
I have yet to see any other Iceman covers, and I still need 3 more in the next 6 days. So this seems highly unlikely. But yeah, other than that, I've got a few 2-star Hawkeyes that I was thinking about putting in to try and get more points on the PVE, but I waited too long. So
right,
they'll just be sold.
Cool.
But yeah, silly Iceman.
All right, well, that's brought to you by the Wheel of Fish, where you could win your weight in fish.
Absolutely. Craig, would you like to keep your delicious red snapper, or would you like to trade it for what's in this box?
I think I gotta go with what's in the box.
Absolutely nothing!
No!
Oh, so stupid!
So stupid!
So stupid!
So stupid!
Ah. Good job. Thanks for being there.
The Wheel of Fish. All right. Reward of the week. Did anybody open anything exciting this week?
I did. I got a heroic... just a standard heroic token from some accomplishment that the Alliance made.
Uh-huh.
And I turned it in for a green 4-star Punisher.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it was a real, real nice surprise.
That is nice. The only thing I got, I opened a, I think it was a, yeah, it was a legendary token. I'm trying to remember. I opened a legendary token and got a blue 4-star Cyclops earlier. And
nice.
I have to say that all those people who were going on and on about 4-star Cyclops, now that I've seen his blue power progress just from a 1 to a 2, I can see where it's going. So just going from a 1 to 2, the damage on it went up significantly, like more than doubled. And the next level, I see that it's going to be destroying strike, attack, and protect tiles for the enemy. So, all right, I see where you're going with this.
Right. At this rate, it can only get better.
Right. Yeah, I only have him at a 2-3-2 and not leveled. So he's still not very useful, but I see where the arguments are coming from. There you go. That was my big open of the week.
All right. I got nothing to talk about until we open something here very shortly.
Sweet. Let's move on to that. Ray, grab those drumsticks and get rolling, because I have got a very special latest Legends token burning a virtual hole in my virtual pocket.
We'll virtual it up.
All right. Ooh, it's a 4-star. Winter Soldier, red, moving target.
There you go.
Moving up the Winter Soldier ladder.
You have him, don't you?
I do. I got him last week.
Oh, really?
I got his blue last week.
There you go. Hey, it's on your roster. I see it now. That's going to be handy.
Yeah, absolutely. If I just stick with this trend, I'll have Winter Soldier championed in no time.
13 weeks from now, you'll be like, oh, yeah, champion him.
All right. Latest Legends. I am also apparently getting a 4-star.
Oh, Yellow Kingpin.
That would have been awesome. Or a Red Falcon, but neither one of those.
Oh! Wait, Red's the good one, isn't it?
It would have been. However, what I got...
Oh!
Those would have been the two that I really, really want.
Aha!
However, what I got is a brand spanking new... yellow Invisible Woman.
Oh.
So, there you go, then.
Can you use that?
Yeah, I can use it. She's at a 2-4-3 for me, so it's still a useful cover, absolutely.
Right.
All
right.
Yeah, I've got a latest Legends token from the Crash of the Titans. So let me poke on Green Goblin's face here. I also get a 4-star. Oh, sweet! It is a Black Moonsight, Fist of Khonshu.
Oh, you suck.
That is super exciting.
I was going to say, of the three of us, the one who least deserved a Moon Knight cover was definitely you.
Oh, which means that for the 4,238th time, I'm going to have to sell off this Moonstone cover to make space.
For Moon Knight.
For Moon Knight. Goodbye, Moonstone. Someday
Moon Knight.
Someday you'll actually get to stay on my roster.
No way.
But why?
Because I'm coming to catch them all.
If you are, if you're sticking with the Moon theme, I would totally upgrade my Moonstone to a Moon Knight any day of the week.
Sure. So that's Tokens of the Week, or whatever we call this segment. Should probably give it a name. Ian, tell me about the podcasting network.
Oh my gosh, it's soon to be named. That makes it the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network. If you go to soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, you can check out links to a variety of great shows, including Longbox Heroes, The Fresher in Parlance Show, and then a virtual cavalcade of P-themed shows, Prodigal Sons, Podvocacy, Puzzle Warriors, and almost a Prime Defective, and The Profane Arguments.
Well, you know, the soon-to-be-name should be like P is for podcast.
P is for podcast. That's the name.
And then Longbox Heroes would have to change their name to something else.
Pongbox Heroes.
I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
And then they'd have to switch it to the Parlance and Fresher Show?
Yeah.
Okay. Solved. So anyway, check out that soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's all we got this week. We hope you enjoyed our few minutes with the folks from Demiurge. We were super excited that they could take the time tonight.
Glorious.
They stayed late at work after hours to make some time for us since we all have daytime jobs and could not do this, when it obviously would be most convenient for them.
So we were all saddled with East Coast time, so we really had to compromise.
Right. So that them being an East Coast company, which we learned recently, which I did not know. So we want to thank them, and that was really awesome, and we hope to be able to have maybe one or two of them on again in the future. PuzzleWarriors3.com is your home for all things Puzzle Warriors. Check out the podcast there on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. Comments, suggestions, aggravations, dedications, devotions. I don't know. What else you got? Preguntas o problemas. You can contact us via our website or via email or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. All of these places, you will find stuff. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner at the top of our website and give us a little love by buying something there. Or for our sweet, sweet patrons, you can join their ranks and sponsor one of these crazy segments with either your name or something odd and bizarre, and see what you like.
Hey, with that in mind, we actually got two more patrons this week.
Holy moly.
Yeah, incredible.
Wow. Holding out on us.
So, Angel and Elena, I believe. Thank you. Very much appreciated.
Wow, awesome. Thank you indeed.
Super, yeah. Ray was holding that out. Come on, Ray.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to mention Patreon.
Nah, that's top billing. Top men.
If they give them double shout out next week.
Yeah. So that's all for now. Goodbye for now, kids. And remember, even intergalactic royalty can be deadbeat dads. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye, friends.
Have fun storming the castle.
You think it'll work?
Attack America.
Bye bye.
Where is my audacity? Just want to end. It's so hot down here, and I'm so thirsty. What's the hay for?
I don't know.
Hay?
Yeah, it says gamma, gamma, gamma hay.
Gamma, gamma, hay.
It's like yo, gabba, gabba.
Oh, I thought it was a play on the
Ramones. Well, that was my only thought. Is that maybe that's why it would be a fix of Cho, because, he's young, he's hip, and he might say hey.
Hey makes you young and hip?
I don't know.
Holy smokes, I've been trying too hard all these years.
I'm gamma, gamma, hey! You know?
Your speculation is terrible. I love it.
Ray's totally got to re-edit this to put that part somewhere in.
That's unlikely. Ray wouldn't do something like that.
Hey, Blue Shift just showed up in Versus for season 29, but there's no simulator with it. What the deuce about that? Did I lose you guys?
No, we're still here.
Oh, okay. You just went dead silent and said, "F you, I don't care what you're talking about." I get it.
Nope, we were, Ray and I were still trying to unravel things.
Okay. Yeah.